That Friday feeling is more than just a day of the week. It's the sight of a full plate and the promise of more to come. It's Black Bear Diner's all-you-can-eat Friday fish fry. Get your fill of crispy, hand-breaded pollock fillets with fries, our famous hush puppies, and house-made coleslaw. Starts at 4 p.m. every Friday at Black Bear Diner. Come hungry, bring the family, and enjoy a tradition you can count on.
Black Bear Diner.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
The following program is pre-recorded.
Number is 888-971-7243. We are Salem News Channel. I'm going to play Charlie Kirk's full speech at the 2024 RNC, but first, a few other thoughts. My mother was a lifelong Democrat. My father, a lifelong Republican. My father used to say, Democrats want to give you something for nothing. When you try and get something for nothing, you almost always end up getting nothing for something. And they would argue passionately across the kitchen table about current events. Nobody called anybody a fascist. Nobody called anybody a Nazi. Nobody said you don't care about the sick, the old, the poor. They discussed issues. I once did a search. In those days, you search using LexisNexis, the LA Times, because frequently they would have an article about a staunch conservative. So I wanted to find out how often they use that adjective to describe liberals, people like Maxine Waters. And over a period of time where we searched, the LA Times used the term staunch to describe conservatives something like 50 to 60 times. Over that same period of time, they used the word staunch to describe a liberal twice. And one time the word staunch was in one part of the article and liberal in the other, so it didn't even put them back-to-back staunch liberal. So to the LA Times, there's no such thing as a staunch liberal, but there were plenty of staunch conservatives. Do you see what I'm saying? Now, how often do you hear the Republicans don't give a rip about the poor? They only care about the rich. There was a very interesting exchange between Orrin Hatch and the then Senator of Ohio, Sherrod Brown, where Hatch was just finally infuriated by this constant rhetoric, this constant attack. And listen to this, number 28.
Senator Brown, I'd like to...
Senator Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
A dozen years ago when you did the tax holiday here, all the corporations had all this money, and of course they were going to be eager to give it out to workers. Well, actually, they didn't give it out to workers. They did stock buybacks. They did executive compensation. They paid out dividends. Then somebody cited Britain. Great Britain has done a series of tax cuts. Okay. And their wages were flat, too. So this is really wishful thinking. But I do know that the TV ads that are going to be run against the five most important senators on this committee, the TV ads that the independent groups will run, will, of course, say Senator McCaskill and Senator Casey and Senator Scavino and Senator Nelson are voting against a $4,000 raise that this tax cut is going to bestow on them. We know it's coming. We know you'll have way more money to promote that, then we will have to defend it. But that's why the Wyden Amendment is so important. And I just think it would be nice just tonight, before we go home, to just acknowledge, well, this tax cut really is not for the middle class, it's for the rich. And that whole thing about higher wages, well, it's a good selling point. But we know companies don't just give away higher wages. They just don't give away higher wages just because they have more money. Corporations are sitting on a lot of money now. They're sitting on a lot of profits now. I don't see wages going up. So just spare us the bank shots, spare us the sarcasm and the satire. And
I'm going to spare it, but I'm going to just say to you that I come from the poor people. And I've been here working my whole stinking career for people who don't have a chance. And I really resent anybody saying that I'm just doing this for the rich. Give me a break. I think you guys overplay that all the time, and it gets old. And frankly, you ought to quit it.
Mr. Chairman, the public believes it.
Just, I'm not through. Okay. I get kind of sick and tired of it. True, it's a nice political play.
Well, Mr. Chairman,
it's not true.
With all due respect, I get sick and tired of the richest people.
Regular order, Mr. Chairman.
Getting richer and richer.
Regular order.
We do attack
regular order.
Middle class.
Wait a minute. Regular order.
And over and over again.
Wait just
how many
second.
Times do we do this before we learn this?
Listen. I've honored you by allowing you to spout off here. And what you said was not right. That's all I'm saying. I come from the lower middle class originally. We didn't have anything. So don't spew that stuff on me. I get a little tired of that crap. And let me just say something. If we worked together, we could pull this country out of every mess it's in. And we could do a lot of the things that you're talking about, too. And I think I've got a reputation of having worked together with them.
Let's start with Chip.
Not starting with Chip. I did it. I've done it for years. I've got more bills.
Start with Chip today.
I've got more bills passed than everybody on this committee put together. And they've been passed for the benefit of people in this country. Now, all I can say is I like you personally very much, but I'm telling you, this bullcrap that you guys throw out here really gets old after a while. To do it right at the end of this was just not right.
It is a standard lie that the left says that the left-wing media allows them to get away with it. Whether they believe it is the reason they allow them to get away with it, or they don't care because it hurts Republicans, I don't know. Tax cuts only benefit the rich. It's a lie. It disproportionately benefits the rich because they disproportionately pay the taxes. But everybody got a break who paid taxes under the Trump tax bill. Everybody got a break who paid taxes under the George W. Bush tax bill. Everybody got a break who paid taxes when Reagan cut taxes dramatically. And they still keep saying the same lie. The rich don't pay their fair share. The top 1% pay almost 42-43% of all the federal income taxes while making around 20% of the nation's income. It is a big, fat lie. They say it all the time. And here is Senator Joe Biden admitting that when we denounce the Republicans for wanting to kill Social Security, we just use it. It's a lie. Senator Joe Biden admitting it. Number 21.
Social Security is automatically the public all through the 30s and 40s because during the 30s and 40s the Republicans opposed it. It was easy to make the public believe when you'd stand there in 1975 and say, you know, if you elect that Republican, you're going to lose your Social Security. And some Democrats said that. And some of the Republicans they pointed to were as committed to Social Security as any Democrat was. But because the Republican Party historically had been against Social Security, it was an easy hit. It was a cheap shot. And it had some resonance out there. Just like when I first got in politics, even though I come from this background and ran on a law and order platform, I remember the liberals used to say, Biden is, quote, an iconoclast. That was what my newspaper called me, an iconoclast. Because how can he really be a progressive and want to lock these people up? I'm sure my friend from California gets hit with that all. How can you be a progressive and be so tough on crime? Well, I wasn't wedded to the notion. Every time Richard Nixon, when I was running in 1972, would say law and order, the Democratic mantra, the response was law and order with justice, whatever that meant. And I'd say lock the SOBs up. Well, just as it is no longer legitimate to say the Republican Party is against, as a matter of course, Social Security, the Republicans are finding out it's no longer legitimate to say the Democrats are soft on crime. Because guess what? What has every major crime bill that's gotten this far been? A Democratic crime bill. A Democratic crime bill. That's a secret. A Democratic crime bill. A Democratic president wants 100,000 cops. A Democratic president wants to build 125,000 new prison cells. That's the secret. And boy, is that bothersome.
So there are two things about that. Here you have him admitting that when the Democrats use the line that Republicans want to trash Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, by extension, it's a lie. And he's now saying that, you know, we're just as concerned about law and order as you guys are. Didn't he sound like Donald Trump about putting troops in D.C., about mobilizing the National Guard in places like Chicago? He just now said it. But Donald Trump says it. He is a fascist. He is a dictator. He is being a tyrant. And these people do not see what they're doing, how they have affected how people debate and see the issues. Charlie Kirk, 2024 at the RNC. When we come back, I'm Larry Elder. Ever been in a bad relationship? It just wears you down. You settle in, even though deep down you know this isn't how it's supposed to be. That's what daily aches and pain are like. You stop expecting to feel good. You start thinking, well, maybe this is just my life now. It is what it is, but it doesn't have to be. With Relief Factor, you can break up with pain, like Anthony did. As he writes, and I'm quoting, "I was dealing with debilitating pain and fatigue. I've been taking Relief Factor for about 2 months, and now I'm back to running my business, fishing, gardening, doing the things that really matter to me. I've told you about my brother Kirk, who couldn't go up and down the stairs in the morning without pain. Finally, listen to me. After 2 weeks, he says, I believe this stuff is working. Relief Factor is 100% drug-free and targets the inflammation causing pain, so you can move better, feel better, and enjoy life again. Try the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. ReliefFactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF. Break up with pain. Get back to what matters.
The IRS caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owe the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $1 billion for their clients.
Optima Tax, they helped me. They calmed me down. They made me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, Your Talk Radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, Your Talk Radio.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Our number 888-971-SAGE. We are Salem News Channel. Number 12.
Ladies and gentlemen, Charlie Kirk.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Good evening. I'm Charlie Kirk, founder of Turning Point USA and Turning Point Action. Together, the largest conservative grassroots organizations in the country. Thanks to our work, I talk to a lot of young people on campuses, at our events, on my radio show, podcast, and social media. Said differently, I visit college campuses so you don't have to. I hear a lot from young people about their hopes, their dreams, and their fears. You see, young people are idealists. They respond to vision. For the past 4 years, they've seen the vision of the Biden-Harris regime. That vision is, you'll own nothing and be happy. The Democrats say, instead of owning a home, you'll rent a 400-square-foot studio apartment. Instead of owning a car, you'll rent a scooter using some app. Their vision is this: limit your dreams, give up, aim lower, be content with less. If you're a 20-something in America, life has been really tough. You've watched home prices rise 47%. Since 2020, 47%. Home ownership is now out of reach unless you make over $106,000 a year. Since I last spoke at the Republican convention 4 years ago, I've become a husband and father. In fact, we have two under two. I think I get extra points for that. For millions of people my age, that is a dream that feels farther away than ever under the Biden-Harris administration. According to current projections, one-third of today's young Americans will never get married. The average American is having fewer children than ever before. Why? It's because, for far too many, they simply can't afford them. The basic things our parents enjoyed are increasingly out of reach for Gen Z and millennials. You see, the American dream has become a luxury item for the wealthy elite. Happy countries have children. Broken countries have addiction, depression, and suffering. Democrats have given hundreds of billions of dollars to illegals and foreign nations, while Gen Z has to pinch pennies just so that they can never own a home, never marry, and work until they die. Childless. Under Biden, our young people own nothing and they are miserable. Donald Trump refuses to accept this fake, pathetic, mutilated version of the American dream. When he was president, young people were richer than ever before, and he will do it again. Donald Trump is on a rescue mission to revive your birthright, one your grandparents and those before them gave everything to hand down to you. And listen carefully, everybody. This is why young men are the most conservative that they have been in 50 years. To all the Gen Zers watching this convention on TikTok right now, I have a message just for you. You don't have to stay poor. You don't have to accept being worse off than your parents. You don't have to feel aimless and unhappy. You don't have to support leaders who lied to you and took advantage of you for your vote. America's future is a series of choices. Our current state of slow motion national decline is a choice. This November, we're going to choose success. We're going to choose to put the future of Americans first. We are going to choose to no longer be spectators this election. We together are going to do the work to save America. We are going to choose to work harder than ever before, to chase ballots, to vote early, to register new voters, and all of us together working harder than ever, we will fire the Biden-Harris regime and put Donald Trump back in the White House where he belongs. God bless you guys. Thank you so much.
Hateful? Fascist? Nazi? This is a woman on TikTok after the assassination of Charlie, number 15.
Charlie Kirk, you're in the lower room. Oh, finally, you bitches starting to move. Isn't it your real shooter? Stop sending. Y'all gonna send them. Oh, thank you. And then people talking about some words can't hurt you. That's why we're in a situation now, because y'all still think that. If words couldn't change and alter how you think, why the are there motivational speakers? They're literally motivational speakers for evil. That's what the they are. Start shutting them the up. Shut the up. Shut the up. Shut the up. It's time to shut the up. Shut this up. And y'all have this big MAGA rally with your MAGA hats on. Yeah, this is what the is going to happen to you if y'all keep this up. We're done. They're done. They finally starting to move and finally starting to shake. And sending their real hitters out. Because you can't make no shot like that off of practicing at the gun range, I'll tell you that.
The irony is, had she come to one of Charlie Kirk's events and said what she said, he would have debated with her. He would have responded to her. Number 8.
Who are you?
My name is Charlie Kirk, and I love America. Because I love talking with people I disagree with. Started an organization that's now in 1,000-plus campuses to save the greatest culture and country ever to exist.
Is that necessary?
Well, considering I've been assaulted, followed, stalked, and had things thrown at me, the greatest protection I have is cameras. We record all of it so that we put on the internet so people can see these ideas collide. When people stop talking, that's when you get violence. That's when civil war happens. Because you start to think the other side is so evil and they lose their humanity. Marriages break apart when you stop talking, churches fall apart. And I think what makes this country on the verge of going to a place we don't want it to go right now is we're afraid to go to places like this and have these conversations. I'm not.
We come back, we're going to talk about the Democrats and the Nazi card that they have been playing for a very long time. It went up to another level, of course, when Donald Trump went down the escalator, but they have been doing it for a very long time. You know that George Soros even compared George W. Bush to the fascists? 888-971-SAGE. I am Larry Elder. We are Salem News Channel. Thank you.
2000.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an intricate part of the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
I'm here today with my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, what, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until their renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call or text us, we'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2306.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Gold Leaf Nursery, last days of summer. 40% off sale is on now. All nursery stock, 1 gallon to our large 24-inch box trees. Ground covers, fruit trees, shade trees, evergreens, redwood trees in many sizes, palm trees, flowering magnolia trees, great myrtles in many sizes and colors, full size to dwarf. The best time to plant a shade tree was 20 years ago. Let's get some shade growing in your yard. Goldleaf Nursery has a huge selection of 24-inch box trees at 40% off. Blueberry plants and a great selection of citrus trees, 15-gallon size. Last days of summer sale, 40% off. Goldleaf Nursery is located at the south end of Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dirsch Road. Sales start September 2nd through September 30th. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Goldleaf Nursery, making Shasta County greener since 1975.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
Hi friends, RC here with this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Black Diamond by J.C. Newman. This exquisite tasting cigar offers 5-year aged tobaccos not found in any other cigar in the world. Made in the Dominican Republic to the highest standards of the Fuente family farms. Mature notes of cedar, spice, and dark chocolate prevail. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Your gracious and respectful tribute to Charlie. When he first came out to the college campuses, I was literally blown away by this young man and his extreme courage. I mean, the depth of his knowledge was incredible. But to have the courage to stand up to his peers like he did, what a great example that was to us, to all of us. And I'm quite a bit older than he is. But what else was impressive is he was very well grounded in his spirituality. And when you're that well grounded, you can do anything.
Elder. The number is 888-971-7243. We are Salem News Channel. Thank you for that. Next hour, we're going to talk about the 24th anniversary of 9/11. Speaking of which, George Soros was on CNN's Wolf Blitzer show about its book, in which he compared George W. Bush to the Nazis. Because after 9/11, George W. Bush said, either you're with the terrorists or you're with us. And that, to George Soros, meant that George W. Bush was akin to the Nazis. And even Wolf Blitzer was stunned by his comment. Number 20.
Your new book, The Age of Fallibility, Consequences of the War on Terror. I want to read to you a quote that sort of startled me, I'm sure a lot of your readers, once they read it. The Bush administration and the Nazi and communist regimes all engaged in the politics of fear. Indeed, the Bush administration has been able to improve on the technique used by the Nazi and communist propaganda machines by drawing on the innovations of the advertising and marketing industries. Mm-hmm. Now, when a lot of people hear comparisons between President Bush and Nazis and communists, they're going to say, George Soros, you've gone over the top.
Yeah. You actually picked up the most incendiary part of the book, and I'm very careful to draw a clear distinction between the Nazi regime and our open society, because we are a democracy. But there are some similarities in the propaganda methods, which I pointed out.
But George Soros, you lived through the Holocaust.
Yes.
You know firsthand what the Nazis were doing. You lived through the Cold War, the worst of the Stalinist era. To make comparisons between the President of the United States and these regimes, a lot of people are going to say, what are you thinking?
Well, that is unfortunate because I think there are some serious arguments about our open society being endangered by the policies followed by the Bush administration. The war on terror, which does not have an end, changes. It leads to an undue extension of executive powers. It has stifled debate, criticizing the president, this considered unpatriotic. And as a result, we have been following policies which endanger our position.
A lot of people will agree with you on that.
Yeah.
But where they will starkly disagree is to then bring in the whole Nazi and communist comparison.
You are actually, it's a valid point. And maybe I did go over the line, but I think that on the whole, my assessment is a balanced one. And the fact, frankly, when President Bush said, you are either with us or you are with the terrorists, that's when I was reminded. But I should have probably kept it to myself.
Here he is saying, you know, I probably went over the line. I probably should have kept it to myself. Now this is just commonplace. Trump is a fascist. Trump is a Nazi. Trump is a Hitler. And he's not the one who did the Patriot Act. George W. Bush did. But Trump is called a fascist and a Nazi regularly, routinely. And 20 years ago, Wolf Blitzer was stunned when George Soros did it about George W. Bush. Now, nobody on the left bats an eye. Here's Joe Biden, 25.
What we're seeing now is either the beginning or the death knell of an extreme MAGA philosophy. It's not just Trump. It's the entire philosophy that underpins the I'm going to say something. It's like semi-fascism.
He's quoting Joe Biden. You know, I'm going to say something here. You know, it's the whole crowd. It's semi-fascism. Nobody batted an eye. And you say that the hateful rhetoric is equal, bipartisan, both sides do it. And don't get me started on Barack Obama. Racism is in our DNA, he said. And in a speech before the United Nations, we have this place called Ferguson. And it turned out It was a big lie. He did not have his hands up. They've never been in a bad relationship. It just wears you down. You settle in, even though deep down you know this isn't how it's supposed to be. That's what daily aches and pain are like. You stop expecting to feel good. You start thinking, well, maybe this is just my life now. It is what it is, but it doesn't have to be. With Relief Factor, you can break up with pain, like Anthony did. As he writes, and I'm quoting, "I was dealing with debilitating pain and fatigue. I've been taking Relief Factor for about 2 months, and now I'm back to running my business, fishing, gardening, doing the things that really matter to me. I've told you about my brother Kirk, who couldn't go up and down the stairs in the morning without pain. Finally, listen to me. After 2 weeks, he says, I believe this stuff is working. Relief Factor is 100% drug-free and targets the inflammation causing pain, so you can move better, feel better, and enjoy life again. Try the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. ReliefFactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF. Break up with pain. Get back to what matters.
Honey, the check engine light just came on and it's making that weird clunking sound again. This is all we needed before vacation. I just know this is going to be a huge repair bill, and our factory warranty expired last month.
Don't you worry your head about it, dear. Remember a few weeks ago when I was looking into vehicle protection plans? I signed us up for CarShield.
You did? But I thought those things were expensive and complicated.
Not CarShield. They have a low-cost month-to-month plan, and it covers our out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Plus, it includes free roadside assistance, free towing, and even car rental options at no additional cost.
Are you serious? So we won't have to pay for covered repairs again?
That's right. They even said we pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. It was so easy to get a free quick quote. Now we can focus on our trip instead of repair bills.
Don't wait for a breakdown to realize you need coverage. If you own a vehicle with an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, call CarShield now for your free quick quote. Call 800-330-8323. That's 800-330-8323. Call CarShield now and future-proof your ride. 800-330-8323. Again, 800-330-8323.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
This fall, join us at Wind River Resort and Casino for our exciting $60,000 Wicked Winning Swipe to Win draw. Weekly drawings every Thursday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. through October 30th. Offering you the chance to win up to $250 in free slot play. And don't forget about our final drawing October 30th, where you could win up to $2,500 in cash prizes. For all details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Larry Elder, the number is 888-971-7243. We are Salem News Channel.
Before we begin, let me express the horror and grief so many Americans at the heinous assassination of Charlie Kirk have felt. Charlie was a giant of his generation, a champion of liberty, and an inspiration to millions and millions of people. Our prayers are with his wonderful wife, Eric, and his beautiful children. Fantastic people they are. We miss him greatly, yet I have no doubt that Charlie's voice and the courage he put into the hearts of countless people, especially young people, will live on. I'm pleased to announce that I will soon be awarding Charlie Kirk posthumously the Presidential Medal of Freedom. The date of the ceremony will be announced, and I can only guarantee you one thing, that we will have a very big crowd. Very, very big.
And this is just a little while ago on CNN. This is a Democrat House member named Seth Moulton. Listen to this, number 30.
Divide our nation further and just blame the left, even while those of us on the Democratic side are by and large saying we all need to turn down the rhetoric. So let's be serious about where this violence is coming from. Of extremist violent attacks in America, extremist violence, violent murders, 76% are from right-wing extremists, 4% are from left-wing extremists. I condemn that 4%. But we also need to be honest about, as a nation, about where this violence is coming from. And oh, by the way, it's probably an appropriate time to talk about guns, too. You hear a lot of conservatives saying, hey, the only thing we need to do here is get more guns on the street. That's not going to solve this problem. That's going to make it worse.
76% from right-wing extremists. Notice she didn't say one word. I'd love for him to produce the data. Since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in 2022, there have been 96 attacks on pro-life pregnancy centers and 356 attacks on Catholic churches. Let's talk about some recent attacks. 2012, a man named Fred Lee Corkins II opened fire on the D.C. headquarters of the Family Research Council, the conservative Christian Family Research Council. Judge sentenced him to 25 years after he pleaded guilty to 3 felony charges, including a terrorism offense. The Southern Poverty Law Center criticized the attack, but did not take the Family Research Council off their hate map. That's right, Family Research Council on the hate map of the Southern Poverty Law Center. And you know about the shooting of Steve Scalise in June 2017. Opened fire at a Republican practice, shot and wounded 4 people. He specifically targeted Republicans. He had volunteered for Bernie Sanders' campaign in 2016 and liked the Southern Poverty Law Center on his Facebook. And the Southern Poverty Law Center, by the way, had repeatedly attacked Steve Scalise. Rand Paul, 2017, attacked by a neighbor. Neighbor admitted to the assault but denied he was politically motivated. Don't know. October 2018, man punched a Republican candidate for the Minnesota House of Representatives. During the attack, the attacker reportedly said, "You effing people don't give a blank about the middle class." How about the would-be Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh assassin? June 22, 26-year-old, staked out near the home of Brett Kavanaugh with weapons, told the police he was, quote, upset about the leak of a recent Supreme Court decision regarding the right to abortion, as well as the recent school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, end of quote. Pleaded guilty to attempting to assassinate Kavanaugh. And then, of course, there's Butler, Pennsylvania, and the other assassination attempt at the Trump International Golf Club in West Palm Beach, Florida. Chief Ellison, then a member of the House of Representatives, now he's AG of Minnesota, when President George W. Bush was in office, he said 9/11 is the juggernaut in American history, and it allows, almost like, you know, the Reichstag fire after the Reichstag was burned, they blamed the communists for it. And it put the leader of that country, Hitler, in a position where he could do anything he wanted to do, close quote. This is what he accused George W. Bush of doing. And I mentioned this before the 1964 election. Republican candidate Barry Goldwater accepted an invitation to visit a military installation located in Germany. And the correspondent, Daniel Schor, said, quote, "It is now clear that Senator Goldwater's interview with the German magazine and his hard-line appeal to right-wing elements in Germany was the move to link up with his opposite numbers in Germany," close quote, whatever that means. When he accepted the nomination at the RNC, the then Democrat governor of California, Pat Brown, said, and I'm quoting him, "The stench of fascism is in the air." It's a book about Ron Reagan written by Stephen Haywood called The Age of Racism. Let me quote, "Liberals hated Reagan in the 1980s, pure and simple. They used language that would make the most fervid anti-Obama rhetoric seem like a Tea Party. William Clay of Missouri charged that Reagan was, quote, trying to replace the Bill of Rights with the fascist precepts lifted verbatim from Mein Kampf," close quote. Al Gore said about George W. Bush, "President Bush's executive branch has made it a practice to try and control and intimidate news organizations from PBS to CBS to Newsweek. And every day they unleash squadrons of digital brown shirts to harass and hector any journalist who is critical of the..."
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt or personal loans? With credit card debt at all-time highs, Debt Relief Advocates is urgently notifying consumers of debt relief now being made available, designed to aid consumers with out-of-control credit card debt. Those who qualify and enroll for this relief program will only have to pay back a fraction of what they owe. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. This is a relief program that credit card companies would rather you not know about, as it ends your debt nightmare and saves you lots of money. Consumers owing at least $10,000 in credit card debt or personal loans can now take advantage of this debt relief as the cost of living skyrockets. Debt Relief Advocates has established a relief hotline for you to call to learn what debt reduction you may qualify for. For this free information, call 800-422-1609. 800-422-1609. 800-422-1609. Or simply visit GoDRA.com.
Have you written